Coming down onto your back, or you can remain seated, however best you prefer to start your practice. If you've had a busy day, you might decide you want to lie down for a few moments to get centered and settled. If you're feeling energized and vibrant already tonight, stay seated. If you're going to decide to stay upright, then just making sure that you're even on both sitting bones. And if you need any extra props underneath your seat to help tilt the pelvis forwards, then sit on the edge of a blanket or roll up the end of your mat. And then whichever position you've decided to adopt for the beginning of our practice tonight, just allowing your spine to fall into its natural curve. So you might want to wiggle around a little bit if you're lying down on the floor, making sure that the arc in the lumbar spine isn't too great. Of course, if you're receiving any resistance around the lower back, then bending your knees and taking your feet out a bit wider than hips width, dropping the knees in together so you prevent that resistance around the back of the pelvis. or feel free to stretch out your legs. And sliding your feet wider than hips distance apart if your legs are reaching out ahead. Resting the backs of your hands on your knees or your lap if you're upright. And if you're lying down on the floor, the backs of the hands roll down into the earth so the palms face up to the sky. Slightly lifting the hind skull away from your shoulders so that the chin slightly tilts forwards and the neck can lengthen out of the space between your shoulder blades. And just breathing gently and evenly, beginning to settle into a rhythmic breath. A breath that's not hurried or forced or shaped or guided. Just finding your natural flow. And yesterday marked the end of a big Hindu festival called Diwali, and I'm sure some of you are familiar with this festival. It's a five-night festival that started last Friday that coincided with our bonfire night. And Diwali really means row of lamps. And it's also, as part of that festival, incorporates the Hindu New Year's Day. And so the class that I did on Monday night, which was similar to tonight, slightly different, really incorporated the very essence of the Diwali festival. And I'm going to include that essence, that theme of Diwali, in tonight's class too. So really the purpose of that festival is to celebrate respect, love and devotion. And in each region of India they celebrate Diwali slightly differently, but the essence is still the same. A way for people to show thanks for all the good things in their lives. So this celebration of love and devotion is often something that we don't hesitate to give out to other people. We find it easy to praise others, to relieve and help other people when they're suffering, making them feel better. But it's a lot more difficult to praise ourselves and show ourselves that same respect and compassion. So I'd love tonight's practice to be all about ourselves, to dedicate our practice to ourselves, to appreciating all that is good in our own lives and honouring our primary natural condition, which in the words of Lee Lozowick is softness, vulnerability, spontaneity, kindness, goodness, compassion, pride and dignity are our inherent nature. So just as you take a moment to center tonight, just begin to listen to the innate wisdom that is the instinctual knowledge of the body. And we're going to honor and respect that instinctual knowledge as we flow through our practice tonight, knowing that we can rest, modify, flow with grace and celebrate our goodness. So just enjoying a few more breaths, beginning to connect to that innate wisdom and rhythm within you. And knowing any time that your breath becomes jittery or jagged and moves away from this graceful flow, that you can feel free to take a step back until you can reconnect with that flow of grace. So as you next inhale, still responding to that breath wave, begin to allow your arms to float around to your sides and up overhead, stretching them back behind you if you're lying down or reaching up to the sky if you're sitting. And then as you exhale, Bring the hands together in prayer position overhead and just let the hands flow down, touching into the space between the third eye, in the third eye, to brushing over the lips and back down to the heart. And as you inhale, take the arms back out wide and up and over behind you, prayer position overhead. And as you exhale, down through that wisdom center and back down through the heart space. And just once more, inhaling, surrounding yourself with that positive goodness. And as you exhale, draw that energy down and seal it into the heart space. And if you're upright, you can just stay in that position, hands together in front of the heart. If you're lying down on your back, just let the arms rest and then stretch your right arm back behind you. Roll over to your right side. And then push the floor away from you and bring yourself all the way up to a seated position. If you're still upright, just tilt the gaze down towards your fingertips in front of your heart. Open the eyes and then look out across to the horizon with a nice soft gaze, letting the hands rest down on the backs of your knees or your lap. If you want to adjust your seated position, if you've been up here for a while, then feel free to do that. Maybe change the crisscross of the legs. Or if you want to kneel or stretch your legs out wide, then that's also fine. But we're going to start our practice tonight by cleansing out any of that negativity that's stopping us from connecting to that innate flow, that innate wisdom within us. So we're going to start with Kapalabhati. So if you are menstruating tonight, if you're on your moon cycle, usually Kapalabhati does feel okay, but if it's not feeling comfortable for you, then I'd like for you just to take an even, steady in and out breath, okay? So we're going to start by just closing the eyes, and we're going to take three rounds of 36 repetitions of Kapalabhati. So just remembering that Kapalabhati is that passive inhalation through the nostrils, and a forceful exhalation, like a sniffy out-breath, like a kind of sound. So if you know that you've a bit nasally, you might want to blow your nose now before we begin the practice. But just otherwise, letting yourself reconnect with that rhythmic, natural flow of your breath. Feeling the belly expanding as you inhale and drawing back towards the spine as you softly exhale. With the next in-breath, fill up completely. And as you exhale, exhale fully. As you next inhale, breathe in and fill up halfway. And then forceful exhalation will begin 36 Kapalabhati. Inhale, bring the arms up overhead, hold the breath, palms touch, lower the chin to the chest, throwing a net over that prana to hold it into the torso. Then as you exhale, breathe out of the nostrils, bring the hands down in front of the heart space once again. Good. Now if this is new practice for you, stick with that variation. If you want to go a little bit deeper and warm up the abdominals even more, we're going to take the arms out like a Y shape out of the shoulders. So you're kind of hitchhiking through your thumbs, point the thumbs to the ceiling, just so you can see your thumbs out of your peripheral vision. And keeping the eyes open this time, looking across towards your thumbs, taking a smooth breath in and emptying fully. Breathing in, filling up halfway, and begin again, 36. Inhale,
bring the arms up, lock the chin down, Jalandhara Bandha. And exhale, hands down in front of the heart space. You can stay with either of those two variations if you like, particularly if you've got lower back issues. We're going to take a twisting variation for our third and final 36. So I'd like you just to take your arms out to shoulder height, bend at the elbows so the fingers point up to the ceiling, and make a soft fist with the hands. And on our exhalation, we're going to begin by twisting to our left as we exhale, and then it'll be, you know, twisting to each side as we go through the 36. So you can keep eyes open or closed, breathing in a full inhalation, breathing out and emptying totally. Breathe in halfway. Forceful exhalation, twisting left. Inhale, bring the arms up, lock the chin down. And exhale, hands in front of the heart space. And just allow yourself to settle again. Close the eyes. Just absorbing that rising energy, clearing out space, removing negativity, and drawing energy upwards to our intuitive center. And then gently opening the eyes. And you can stretch out your legs first ahead and give them a little bounce around or a massage if you need to. And then we're going to bring ourselves all the way over onto all fours. So if you need extra padding under wrists or under knees, pop that in now. And then setting yourself up so that your wrist creases are parallel to the front of the mat. Wrists right underneath shoulders, knees walking back, hips distance apart, right underneath the hips. And let's just begin with a gentle circling motion. So as though you've got a pencil dangling from your navel and you're just making a circle on your mat with the end of the pencil. Let the neck be relaxed, the face be staying relaxed, the elbows can be soft. And you can make your circles just as big or as small as feels nice for you. So try not to hold on to the neck. Let it just flow with the wave as you circle around your mat. Just lubricating through the joints. And then just pausing there. And let's rock around the opposite direction. So moving the opposite way. And just noticing any spaces that might be popping and cracking, have aches and pains tonight. Just being mindful of that. Popping and cracking is an okay thing as long as it's not accompanied by pain. I don't know if that's a dodgy floorboard or somebody's knee. Okay. Okay, well, as long as there's no pain. Great. And then let's bring ourselves to a steady position so that we're balanced evenly on all fours. Really take a moment to spread out your fingers and root down into that webbing between index and thumb so that you don't roll onto that vulnerable edge of the wrist. Draw the navel in towards the spine. Lengthen the tail away from the crown and ease the shoulder blades down into the back. As you inhale, let's keep the navel drawing in and just begin to push the heart forwards beyond the front edge of your mat, looking forwards. And as you exhale, rounding just like a cat and emptying the neck. Inhale, navel draws in, spine lengthens. And exhale, getting nice and round. And just continuing with that flow. finding space in your spine and moving to the flow of your breath. So it might be that you're moving a little quicker or a little more slowly than me or your neighbor, but it really doesn't matter. Just close the eyes and feel yourself responding and flowing with grace. Letting the breath lead the movement as opposed to fitting the breath in around the movement of the body. Lovely. And when you next exhale and the spine is rounded, I'd love for you to hold there. We're going to reverse it. Take an in-breath with the spine rounded. And as you exhale, come forwards with lion's breath. Good. Inhale. Nice and round. Exhale. So inhale, drawing into your core. Exhale, letting go of any obstacles that are blocking your path. Just let them be breathed out. Good. Inhale, spread the vertebrae. And exhale, surrender. Just two more like that. Good. And last one. Good. Gently coming back to a neutral spine. Let's keep the big toes together, but widen out the knees a little further to the edges of the mat. Then rock your sit bones back towards your heels. And you can either lay your forehead on the floor or support your chin with cupped hands or stacked fists supporting the forehead or flat palms like a little pillow. And just ease your way into Balasana, into child's pose. And if you're not needing the support of your hands and you want to give your wrists a little relax, then reach your hands back towards your heels, or you could even circle through your wrists a couple of times if you're feeling any resistance there in the wrists. And then taking the hands forwards, let's draw ourselves forwards all the way onto the belly. So gently lowering yourself down and coming into a full prostration. Stretch your arms forwards, palms facing inwards, thumbs slightly pointing upwards, chin or forehead on the earth. Just take a moment to sway out your hips. And then I'd love for you to roll yourself all the way over onto your left side. So as you roll over onto your left side, slide your left arm away and then bend at the elbow so the head is supported by your left hand. And if you feel a bit wobbly as the hips are kind of stacked over each other, bend the bottom leg, bend your left knee so that you've got a little bit of a broader base. Keep your top leg, your right leg, nice and straight. And rotating the entire leg, turning your toes all the way up to the sky. And then as you inhale, begin to lift the leg slowly, about 30 inches, 26, 30 inches or so off the floor, so not too high. And then turn your toes down to the earth, rotating all the way in the hip socket. And then begin to lower the leg nice and slow. Scoop the foot around so the toes begin to turn up again as you inhale. And then rotate, heel moves towards the ceiling, toes down as you exhale. I'd like you to keep making that almost figure of eight pattern with your leg as slowly as possible. Taking an in-breath, toes up. Exhale, toes turn down, not quite touching the floor, and revolving up. So it's just a slow, gentle movement. Doesn't have to be as high as you can lift your leg. But I'd like you to feel
as though you're getting that internal rotation, the entire leg revolving, not just the ankle, and the external rotation as the toes go up. Good, so just a couple more. Beginning to warm up all the muscles that support the pelvis and obviously those inner and outer thigh muscles. Great. And just taking one more. And next time your toes come down and the legs are together again, then just very gently rolling forwards again onto your belly and then switching sides. So rolling yourself over onto the other side. Good. And then beginning that same thing on the other side, the internal and external rotation, figure of eight with the top leg. And Sam, the incense is really drifting you away. Is it bothering you?
No, it's just drifting. I'm all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So nice and slow movements, being really mindful. And you might find that one of those movements feels more tricky than the other, because we all have a natural tendency, as we gain these imbalances as we go through our lives, for our toes to naturally turn in or naturally turn out. For example, when I'm lying down on my belly, my toes naturally turn in towards each other and my heels drop out to the side. And that really means that my inner thighs are very tight and they're pulling everything into the middle, and my outer leg muscles, my outer hip muscles, are a little weaker because they are being allowed to draw in. So this kind of movement really helps to correct any of those imbalances in those supportive muscles. And it's also really nice for strengthening around the sacroiliac area in the lower back. So just enjoying one more on this side. And then next time the legs come down and they're together, then rolling forwards again onto your belly. You can stretch your arms away for a moment into a full prostration, sway out through the hips a little. And then we're going to slide the hands back towards the chest, press down into the earth. Tuck the toes under as we press ourselves up to all fours. Keeping the knees and the ankles hips distance apart, rock your hips back towards your heels, then begin to lift knees and shins and begin to move into a bent knee down dog. Really just focus on lengthening the spine. So begin to allow your head to relax. Feel the connection from your tail to your crown. And as the heart slightly extends forwards, keep the floating ribs anchored, the navel drawing back. And feel as though you're trying to curl your tailbone over the top and around your sit bones. If you want to pedal out or sway the hips or move the head, just respond. And be spontaneous to anything that might feel nice and create softness and openness and spaciousness in your downward dog tonight. Lovely. And then finding the balance, equal weight between feet and hands. Scooping the inner upper arms out towards the edges of your mat. And as you begin to press your heels to the floor, beginning to move your inner thighs back behind you and allowing your sit bones to widen and spread. And then very slowly coming up high on your tippy toes and taking soft baby steps towards your hands. And if you get stuck halfway, hands to the feet. And then when you get there to the top of your mat, bend your knees. Take your arms out to the sides. Take an in-breath, look forwards, lift the heart to the sky, arms overhead. And as you exhale, once again, bringing your hands down in front of the heart. Letting the hands stay there in that prayer position just for a moment. And close your eyes. And ask yourself, what you need to bring to your practice tonight. What is your intention to be? What positive qualities do you need to enhance your life and your practice here on the mat tonight? And as you listen to the response from your heart space, from your intelligent self, from that intuitive center, you can begin to create your sankalpa, a simple positive statement that begins with I am or I will be. And if you don't gain any answer from your heart, using something like I am vibrantly healthy and blissfully aware, or I am strong and grounded, I am stable, I am happy and grateful, you can just choose one word or a couple, just making them into a simple sentence, something completely unique for you. And then as you next inhale, let's sweep the arms out to the side, bring them up overhead, prayer position again overhead. As you exhale, mentally repeat your sankalpa to yourself as you bring your hands back down in front of the heart. We're going to do that twice more. Taking an in-breath, surrounding ourselves with that positive energy, and as we exhale, mentally repeating our sankalpa and letting that intention seal and settle into the heart. One third and final time. Inhale and exhale. Gently opening the eyes, keeping a soft gaze as you inhale, bring the arms up. And as you exhale, thumbs move down into the third eye space as you bend your knees and begin to fold out over the legs. Keep the knees bent or legs straight. Bend the knees, look forward, sink the butt a little lower. Take the arms out to the side, look forwards, inhale, rising. And as you exhale, hands come down through the midline, bending again at the hip crease to fold the belly to the thighs and empty the crown of the head to the earth. Press into the feet, inhale, looking forwards, rising. And exhale into the wisdom center as you fold. This time, keeping the knees bent enough so that your hands can connect to the earth or to your shins. As you inhale, draw the navel to the spine and look forwards, lengthening the crown from the tail. Exhale, fold and bow, folding from the hips rather than the waist. Inhale, squeeze the shoulders into the back, looking forwards. And exhale and fold. Inhale, looking forwards. Exhale and fold. With your next inhalation, stepping back to the top of a push-up. Shoulders right over the wrists, fingers spreading, heels pressing away, sideways lifting from the floor. As you inhale, without kind of pushing your bum into the air, but just lift through your core and look back towards your toes. As you exhale, push the heart forwards and press the heels away. Inhale, lift through the side waist, look to your tippy toes. And exhale, lengthen heart forwards. One more just like that. Inhale, draw to your core. Exhale and lengthen. Beautiful, let's lower the knees to the earth. Rock your hips back so they're right over the knees. And then you're going to take your arms out a little wider than your shoulders and begin to walk your hands forwards to the front of your mat, offering your heart to the earth in Anahata Asana. So the arms are staying straight and you can just allow your head to rest in between your biceps.
It might well be that your forehead naturally descends onto the earth, or even your breastbone naturally touches down. But try not to let this be your goal. Just allow the back door of your heart space to melt. Whilst you begin to rotate the upper inner arms towards and out to the edges of your mat. Breathing slowly, keeping hips right over knees. Good. Lovely, everybody. Just take one more inhale. On the exhale, allow your heart to melt. And then you can walk your hands in slightly, bring them in so that they're parallel. Lower your forearms down onto the earth, and then bring yourself down onto your belly into Sphinx pose. So walking your elbows slightly away if you have lower back issues. So your elbows are forwards of your shoulders, so it decreases that arc in the lumbar spine. Otherwise, shoulders right above your elbows and looking to set your arms up like railway tracks. So middle fingers running through the centre of the wrist, centre of the eye of the elbow, and up into the centre of the shoulder. And then we're slightly squeezing the shoulder blades inwards and down into the mid-spine. Let's connect the legs down by engaging the tops of the feet into the earth. Click all 10 toenails down, enough so the legs power up and the shins and the knees lift. Press the pubic bone down, extend the heart forwards, take an in-breath. And as you exhale, lift the navel to the spine and cool in slightly. Let the neck soften so you look more towards your pubic bone. Inhale, extend the heart, lift the head. And exhale, curling in. One more, inhale. And exhale. Take an in-breath, coming into your full Sphinx pose. And as you exhale, slide the hands back alongside the chest. Keep the legs engaged, just as they were for Sphinx pose. And with the hands alongside the chest, squeeze the elbows in like little chicken wings into your ribs and draw the shoulders down into the back away from the ears. Take an in-breath and rise to cobra. We're going to stay here and breathe for three big breaths. Legs engaged, heart lifting, tail anchored, and toes reaching away from the crown and the crown reaching away from the toes. And your next exhale, gently lower. Release the knees down. As you inhale, press the floor away, up through all fours. Tuck the toes under. And press back once again to down dog. And feel free to let your spine ripple. Just like a tidal wave or pedal out. Lift one leg and roll the hips. Do a little bit of work in the upper spine and neck by making yes and no's with the head. Whatever feels nice for you. Just finding the space. Losing rigidity and instead finding space and openness, softness and vulnerability. Lovely. Let's step our feet together on the midline of the mat. And as you next inhale, we're going to take our right leg straight up to the sky. Spread the toes out and keep the left heel moving to the earth. Squeeze right knee to navel. Inhale, shoot it straight back to the sky. And exhale, squeeze in. One more, inhale. And this time on the exhale, let's squeeze knee to navel and then place the foot
silently between the hands. It's going to be more towards the right thumb than the centre of your mat. Let's lower the back knee down onto the earth. Take some extra padding under there if you need it. We're going to make ourselves nice and stable by pressing that right heel in towards the ball of the foot. And you can keep the back toes tucked under a little bit for stability if you need it. Let's take an in-breath, bringing the torso up to the sky into a low lunging position, hands reaching up. And as we exhale, that right leg begins to straighten as we hinge from the hips and fold over it into Ardha Hanumanasana. Bend that right knee again as you inhale, lift the hands on the torso to the sky. And exhale, front leg works towards straight as you fold and bow. If it's too intense, feel free to just bring the hands down onto the shin or thigh. Inhale, reaching up, great. And exhale, folding once again, toes, right toes point back to the face. Bend the right knee, inhale, reaching up. Draw the tail in, draw the navel in, and as you exhale, just the hands release back behind you. Inhale, palms are parallel as the fingers reach straight back up. And exhale, sweep the arms back beyond the hips. Inhale. And exhale. As you inhale, reaching up, work towards straightening the front leg again and folding into Ardha Hanumanasana. Inhale, look forwards, lengthen the spine. As you exhale, see if you can fold from the hip crease once again and bow. Inhale, coming up. And exhale and fold. Inhale. And exhale. Bend the knee this time as you inhale and walk your hands a little further forwards again. Place the palms flat and you're going to take that right leg and take it straight back behind you. Keep the knee bent, the ankle flexed, so the sole of that right foot is pushing up towards the ceiling. Look forwards, take an in-breath, and as you exhale, squeeze the nose to the knee and the knee to the nose. Inhale, right leg straight back behind you, sole of the foot to the sky. And exhale, squeezing in. Inhale. Lovely. And exhale. Inhale. This time we're going to hold it there on the exhale. Let's walk our left fingers forwards like a little spider towards the front of the mat. If you feel wobbly, stay there on that kind of teepee hand. Otherwise, you can sweep the left hand back behind you, catch a hold of your trouser leg or your right ankle, and begin to extend the heart forwards as you kick your right heel away. Lovely. Let's gently release and bring the hand down, but keep that right foot where it is. We're going to tuck the left toes under, and we're going to press straight back to three-legged downward dog, right leg stretching out behind you. Lovely. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's lower that foot down to the floor. And once again, take a rolling dog, a spontaneous downward dog. Something that feels nice for you. Just working into any of those spaces that might feel tight or tender this evening. And then we're going to repeat that little vinyasa onto the other side. So finding stability again in your downward dog. Feet on the midline of the mat, and as you inhale, let's take our left leg up to the sky. Squeeze knee to navel as you exhale. Inhale, spread the toes. And exhale, squeezing into your center.
Inhale. And on the exhale, squeezing in and then placing the foot mindfully, slowly, onto the earth, lowering right knee on to a pad or onto your mat. Sweeping the arms forwards, inhale. Working towards straightening left leg into Ardha Hanumanasana as you exhale and fold. Bend the knee, inhale and rise. And exhale and fold. One more pulsation, inhale. And exhale. Good, bend the knee, inhale, coming up through a low lunge, reaching to the sky. Just the arms swing back to the back of your mat. Inhale, reach them up to the sky. And exhale. Inhale. And this time as you exhale, coming forwards again to the half split. Inhale, heart lifts. Exhale, fold over the front leg. Inhale, lift the heart. Exhale and fold. One more, inhale. And exhale. Bend the knee. Walk the hands forward, place the palms. Slide that left leg straight back behind you. Sole of the foot pushes to the sky. Inhale. Exhale and squeeze nose and knee towards each other. Inhale, try to keep the center seam of that thigh parallel to the floor. And exhale, left knee. Inhale. And exhale. As you inhale, let's take the hand, the leg back up there. Walk your right fingers forwards like a little spider, sweeping the hand back and catching that left leg if you can. Squeeze the heel away, heart extends forwards, and breathe. Well done, everybody. Let's keep the leg where it is, but bring the right hand back around. Spread out the fingers, tuck under right toes, and press straight back, three-legged down dog, left leg to the sky. Straighten out that leg, give the ankle a little circle if you need to. Lovely. Lowering that foot down onto the floor and rising high onto your toes. And then taking little baby steps once again back to the top of your mat. Inhale, look forwards and lengthen. Exhale, unfold. Inhale, gather the navel to the spine to support as you extend. Exhale, empty the neck. Once more, inhale. And exhale, squeezing the inner thighs back behind you. Root down, inhale, rise up, arms reaching out and up to the sky. Exhale, the hands in front of the heart space. Good. Just take a moment here at the top of your mat with your hands in prayer position, just recalling your Sankalpa, setting your intention, that dedication that you made for yourself just a few moments ago. Letting your hands release down alongside the body. Walking out the feet so that they're about hips distance apart. You're going to take a big step back with your left leg. So left leg steps all the way back behind you. A good four foot or so back behind you, your own leg's length approximately. And then setting yourself up, heel and arch alignment, back toes turning in a little bit.
for Virabhadrasana, 2-foot pattern. So we're going to be pushing heel to ball with that front right foot and ball to heel with that back left foot. Let's take the arms up to shoulder height and reach equally forwards and backwards through the fingertips. Release the shoulders down, spinning the head and gaze to look forwards over right fingers. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, bend the right knee towards Vira 2. Inhale, work towards straightening the leg. Squeeze the kneecap up, and as you exhale, bend the knee, keep it rolling open towards baby toe. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. We're going to stay there this time, rolling that front knee open, lifting the back inner thigh away from the earth. Press the palms out so the wrists flex. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, spin the chin over the chest and bring the hands in front of the heart to prayer position. Inhale, push the palms out to the side. Exhale, squeezing them in. Lift that back kneecap up. Inhale, push out. And exhale, hands to the heart. This time, reach the fingertips out as the front leg straightens on the inhale. And as you exhale, you're going to hinge at the right hip into Trikonasana. Let's lay the left hand down alongside the hip, the left hip. And as you inhale, we're going to bring the fingers, the left fingers, down towards the floor. Brush alongside the right fingers to the front of the mat as you inhale up and over. Exhale back down to your hip. Inhale forwards, follow with your heart and your gaze, and exhale. One more beautiful circle. Inhale. Lovely, everyone. And exhale. Let's take that left hand now and drop it back behind the right hip. If you can, you can wiggle it into the right hip crease or into the right inner thigh if you can grab a hold. Otherwise, just lay it behind the hip. Squeeze the shoulders into the back. And as you exhale, you're then going to bend your right knee towards 90 degrees, either bringing your right elbow on the center of the thigh, palm up to the sky in Parsvakonasana, or you can bring that right hand down onto the floor, tented fingers, with your right arm pushing against the right inner knee and the knee pushing against the right arm. Begin to spin your belly, chest around to your left or up to the sky. Lovely. Let's look down, get steady. Walk the fingers out, the right fingers forwards, more towards the baby toe side of your right foot. Or you can take a block, of course. You can take a baby step up with the back foot, so you're on the ball of the back foot. Look down to keep the steadiness. And when you're ready, you can bring that left foot off the floor into Ardha Chandrasana, half moon pose. Activate that back leg strongly, powerfully. Push it away. Breathe. Well done, everybody. Let's very gently bend the right knee, and we're going to touch down with the back foot back into Trikonasana, keeping the bind if we can. Then as you next inhale, begin to let that left hand reach straight up to the sky, one span, wrist to wrist. And on the exhale, bring the left hand down towards the right hand. And then you can walk your hands around and your toes around the left long edge of your mat. And bring yourself into a wide angle forward fold, Pasarita Padottanasana. Walk your hands forwards, so wrists are underneath the shoulders. If you're feeling that you have to round your upper back in order to get the hands on the floor, elevate the hands a little bit so your hands are on a block. And I'd prefer you to be on tented fingers here than flat palms. Begin to squeeze the shoulders down into the back so your neck can lengthen. Connect the tail and the crown. Floating ribs in, navel in and up. And then feel as though you're extending the crown away. Keep the weight into the balls and the heels of the feet, so you're not taking everything onto the heels there. Keep some weight in the front of the foot. Lift all 10 toes and begin to let the outer edges of your thighs descend towards the earth, but squeezing the inner knees and the inner thighs up towards the groin. And just breathing there. If you're feeling quite steady and stable there, you want to go a bit deeper, feel free to walk the hands back in between the feet. Keep the hands shoulder width apart though. Then begin to bend your elbows back behind you and offer the crown of your head towards the earth. Keep the legs active. And if you're feeling any resistance in your lower back or hamstrings, feel free to micro bend the knees a little bit. It's important not to lock the knees out, but keep using that strengthening of kneecaps lifting to power up the quads to allow the hamstrings to release. Lovely. If you're in a deeper forward fold, walk the hands forwards again. And you're going to walk your fingers and spin your feet around towards the front of your mat, coming into a lunge over the right leg. Good. Press the heart forwards. Press the left heel away. Great. And then stepping the feet together at the front of the mat. Good. Bend the knees. Inhale, reaching all the way up. And exhale, bringing the hands down in front of the heart. Going to do exactly the same other side. So feet hips distance apart, and this time stepping your right leg directly back behind you. Setting up for Virabhadrasana 2 foot pattern, heel and arch alignment, back toes in a little. Heel to ball with that front foot, ball to heel with the back foot. Bring the arms up, reaching into the future and into the past, equally balanced in the center. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's bend the left knee towards 90 degrees, let the hips sink down, good. Inhale, straighten front leg, good. Exhale, and bend. Just take a look down, and if you can't see your toes, you might need to widen your stance by sliding that back foot back a wee bit. Inhale, straighten front leg. And exhale, we're going to stay there. Feel as though you're lifting that back inner thigh away from the floor to keep some weight in that back anchored leg. Push through the palms of the hands, take an in-breath. As you exhale, bring the hands to the heart. Inhale, expand. And exhale, draw to your center. Once more, inhale and exhale. As you next inhale, reach the fingers away and straighten that left leg. And then we're going to bring ourselves into Trikonasana. Bring the top hand down on the right hip. And as you inhale, bring it down to the earth, forwards to the front of the mat and up to the sky. As you exhale, around to the hip again. Inhale, full circles. Letting that circular action spin the heart so that you open the heart to the sky. Good. And then as you next inhale, the hand comes up and we drop that hand back behind us, wiggling it in towards the left inner thigh or keeping it behind the hip. Look down. And then begin to bend the knee, coming into pause Vakonasana. Either elbow to thigh or hand to the floor on the inside of the left ankle. Breathe, looking forwards to the right edge of your mat, spinning the heart to the sky, rolling that right shoulder back. Lovely. Let's look down as we set up for our half moon balance. Walking the fingers away a little, stepping up, and then walking the left hand out a little bit more. Make sure your baby toe side of the foot. And then when you're ready, you can allow that back right leg to fly. Breathing gently. And just as graciously as we came up, we're going to make the transition back to Trikonasana, keeping the bind if we can. Bend the left knee, stepping back. And then as you next inhale, release and open. And then bringing that right hand down towards the earth, towards the left toes. And you're going to begin to walk your toes and your hands around to the right edge of your mat, keeping the feet wide in that wide-legged forward fold. And if you want to repeat where we were on the first side, if that's helpful for you to gather some space and length along the spine, then feel free to work with that. If you want to go a little deeper, you can bring your hands behind you, interlace the fingers together, keep the heels of the hands together if you can. And as you fold and empty the crown of the head to the earth, you can begin to bring the arms overhead. Keep those legs active. Lift all 10 toes. Try not to rock everything into the heels, but keep some weight into the balls of the feet. Squeeze those inner knees up. Spread the sitting bones. Extend the heart space. Great, well done. If your hands are interlaced, then bringing them back into the small of the back. And bend the knees a little bit, and as you inhale, slowly begin to rise all the way up, hands to the hips if you're in a regular Pasarita. Let's release the hands, excuse me, revolve the toes back to the front of the mat and step on up. Standing at the top of your mat now, preparing for Vrikasana, tree pose with a little variation. And also just a nice standing leg stretching pose too. So getting steady on your foundation, take a moment to spread into the anchor points of your feet, roots of big toes, baby toes, center of back heel, both pressing down. If you need some more space, if you're feeling wobbly tonight, feel free to take yourself off there, and don't be afraid of bubbling and falling out. Trees naturally sway, especially in the winds that we've been having the last few days. So feel free to fall out safely and then rejoin when you can. We're going to take our weight onto our left leg first of all. Let's keep our hands onto our pelvis. We're going to bend our right knee. And without swinging the pelvis around, just rotating the femur in the hip socket, just begin to spin that right knee out, resting the right heel on the left inner ankle. Just for a moment, take a moment to root down through that strong left leg, hugging the outer left thigh into the midline. Draw the tail in, draw the navel in and up, and bring the hands in front of the heart. Your gaze across the horizon and softly breathing. You can feel free to stay right here if you want to add extra challenge. Slide the sole of that right foot up onto the inner calf, shin area just below the knee. Squeeze the foot against the calf and the calf against the foot. And then as you next inhale, begin to take the hands steadily up to the sky. And then keeping the palms together, you're going to drop the fingertips back behind your neck. So your elbows point to the sky and the fingers point down your back. Try not to disengage from your core when you do that. Keep the floating ribs in, the crown and the elbows reaching. Breathe gently. Lovely. Let's take an in-breath, shoot the fingers back up to the sky. And as you exhale, you're going to squeeze the right knee in and up towards your chest. And take the hands around the front of the knee. Breathe gently. Now you can either just hold the front of that right knee with your right hand and take your left hand to your waist. Or you can grab hold of your right big toe using a little yogi toe lock with your right hand. And feel free to extend that leg out. Draw the tail in, lift the heart up, lift the navel. Take an in-breath and either keeping the leg straight or bent knee, begin to take that right leg out to the right. Drawing back in, squeeze it back in and gently lay the foot down on the floor. Feel free to pedal out the heels or shimmy out the hips if you need to. We're going to do exactly the same on the other side, so take a moment to find your mountain base, the foundation into the earth. Spread out your toes, shift the weight. And then when you're ready, all the weight this time is going on to your right foot. Hands on to your pelvis. Bend your left knee. And begin to revolve the thigh, the knee and the toes out towards your left, whilst keeping those headlamps of your hips facing forwards. Suck in that outer right thigh and squeeze the right kneecap up, but press down. So you're rooting and growing at the same time. Bring the hands in front of the heart. And if you're steady, then begin to slide the sole of that left foot up onto the right leg. Take your time. Fix the gaze across the horizon. Soft, smiley eyes. And if and when you're ready, you can take your hands up towards the sky and then begin to drop the pointed arrow of your fingertips back behind you so that the elbows point up to the sky. Just stretching the triceps a little. Stay contained in your center, navel lifting, tail in. Lovely, everybody. And then gently, as you inhale, begin to take the hands up, and then you can hug that left knee in towards the chest. Feel free to stay there, just holding on with your left hand, transferring right hand to the waist, or you can take hold of your left big toe with your little yogi toe lock with the left hand. You can extend the leg forwards if you've got the yogi toe lock. Keep the gaze, keep steady. And when you next exhale, begin to take the knee or straight leg out to the left. Good, well done. Inhale back to center. Exhale, gently stepping down. Good, well done. Let's stand at the top of our mats now. You might want to have your block handy as we're going to go into a little twist. So standing tall at the top of your block, top of your mat even. As you next inhale, sweep the arms forwards, and as you exhale, sit down into fierce pose or Utkatasana. Extend your sit bones back, lift the heart, take an in-breath. As you exhale, give yourself a big hug and hug into your core. Inhale, the hips sink a little bit more and the heart lifts, the fingers reach to the sky. Exhale and hug in. Inhale. And exhale. Let's bring the hands in front of the heart, lift the heart up, hands in prayer position, and then we're going to hook our left elbow to the outside of the right knee. Take your right hand onto your sacrum and begin to take your left hand onto a block or down onto the floor on the outside of the right foot. Look down at the floor, and you're going to take a big step back with your left leg. Step it straight back into a lunging position. That's it, lovely. Use your block if you need to. Good. And breathe. Lift the belly off the thigh and roll the heart open. And then very gently, you're going to lower that left knee down onto the floor, and you can release the hand away from the sacrum to keep yourself steady and begin to rock your hips back so that you sit down, bringing yourself into a half spinal twist. So you've got your right leg across your left, hooking your elbow to the outside of the right knee still, fingers to the hip or little how sign with the hand. Right fingertips pressing into the floor, acting like a brace to enable you to spin the heart to the right. Just the other right is good. That's it. Don't worry. Just move towards Carrie's back. That's it, Julie. Fantastic. Lovely. Good, well done. So very gently, let's begin to evolve out of that twist and take a little counter twist, spinning the opposite way. And then coming back towards the center, we're going to press ourselves forwards and out of that, taking a downward dog for a moment. Just pedaling out, just enjoying some space there in dog. And then rising onto the toes. Let's take one big step or several little baby steps to the front of the mat. And as you're in your forward fold, if you need to switch your block to the other side, in preparation, then switch it over now. Bend the knees, and as you inhale, let's rise all the way back up to standing. And as you exhale, let's bring the hands down in front of the heart. So feet together, knees together. I'm going to do exactly the same on the other side. So swinging the arms forwards as you inhale, Utkatasana. As you exhale, squeezing in, hugging in, hands to opposite shoulders. Inhale, lift the heart, and exhale, hug into your core. Inhale, one more, and exhale, sink the butt, lovely. Inhale, reach the arms up, and this time hands in front of the heart, prayer position, before twisting to the left, hooking right elbow to the outside of left knee. You can either keep your left, so taking your left hand onto your sacrum, and you can either keep your right hand onto a block or take it down onto the floor. And then you're going to step your right leg straight back behind you. So into a twisting lunging movement, lovely. Breathe. Let's lower the back knee down. You can release the hand position and just rock your hips back so that your left leg is now across your right, your left hand behind the left hip, and you're twisting into Ardha Matsyendrasana, the hard spinal twist. Lovely. Let's gently revolve and take a little counter twist. And then coming forwards into the last downward dog of the night. So feel free to pedal out, or if child's pose is preferable at this point, enjoying child's pose. Taking an in-breath, and as you exhale, lower the knees down onto the floor, crisscross the shins, and rock yourself back, finding some support on a folded blanket or a small block if you need to, and extend the legs out ahead of you, drawing the flesh back behind you, sitting nice and tall. And let's take the legs out nice and wide to start with. Flex the ankles so the toes point back towards your face. Take the hands back behind you, fingertips just back behind the hips. Press them into the floor so that you can encourage your shoulders to be stacked right over your hips. And you drawing the navel in and up, lifting the heart up, getting that buoyancy in the heart space. And just enjoying a couple of breaths there. Trying not to press the backs of your knees down into the floor, but instead spreading into those three points of the foot. So you're pushing them away rather than pressing down. Great. And we're just going to take a moment in Agni Stambasana just to work into the hips just a little bit more. So we're going to bring our left leg in and bend the knee so that the shin is parallel with the front of the mat. And then let's pick up our right leg like it's a little baby. You can cradle it a little bit, rocking a little bit back and forth. And then we're going to lay it on top of the left leg. So we've got right ankle over left knee and right knee over left ankle. And the feet are, the ankles are flexing so that the feet are pressing out to the sides of your mat. If you've got a great big gap, or if you've got a small gap in between knee and ankle, you can place your block in between so you've got a bit of space there. If you've got a great big space and your knees kind of right up there towards your chin, no problem. Just extend your left leg out instead, and you can lean back onto your left hand and just begin to encourage that right hip to open by pressing the right hand on the inner right thigh. So either or of those variations of Agni Stambasana. Good. And if you're happy in the pose, I can see a few people are, then you can bring your hands into the heart and take a little twist. This doesn't work if you've got one leg straight out, then you can't do the twist really so well. So just enjoy that opening in the hip. But if you're in the full fire log pose, then you can take a little twist by taking our right elbow to the outside of the right foot. So that's kind of on your left knee. And just twisting towards your left. Squeeze the shoulders down into the back
and roll the heart open. Good. Well done. Let's unhook our twist if we're twisting. Extend both legs forwards again and open back out into Upper Vista Konasana, that wide-legged seated position. We were doing the standing variation a little while ago. Before we go into do the next, this next side, so bringing in the right leg, that's going to be the base this time, and then cradling your left leg, giving it a little rocking action, and then setting it up on the top of your right, just like we did on the first side, for the fire log pose. Otherwise, you can extend that right leg out ahead of you and just do the hip opening variation or use a block. Of course, this side might feel very different than the first side. If you're in the full Agni Stambhasana pose, then just flexing the ankles. We can bring the hands to the heart and take a little twist to the right this time, hooking your left elbow really in the arc of your left foot. Great. Gently releasing everybody, coming back to center. Let's extend the legs out, pressing the soles of the feet away. And feel free to take the hands back behind you and just use this pose to uplift and take the weight out of the lower back and work towards strengthening those core muscles, drawing the navel in and up. Or if you wish to take a little forward fold, you can either bring the fingertips forwards and hinge at the hips again rather than just bending at the waist. Extend the heart space forwards, or you can take a little yogi toe lock around your big toes. And feel free to go forwards just as far as feels good for you. But try to keep the heart and the gaze extending forwards beyond the front edge of your mat. And think about, instead of trying to get your head on the floor, think about trying to get your navel down there. So that's the important bit. The fold is happening from the hips, not just holding the navel back and letting your breastbone and forehead droop. Beautiful. So otherwise, gathering some length and elevating the spine to its natural curves. Well done. Let's gently come up from whichever variation we were using. You might want to bend the knees a little bit and help them back into center. We're going to just bring them together in Baddha Konasana. Just soles of the feet together. And once again, you can just hook your fingers, a little yogi toe lock around your big toes, or hold your ankles or shins, or use the fingertips behind you to encourage the thighs to move down. Or once again, if you want to take a little forward fold, you can begin to slowly part the soles of the feet as you extend the heart forward. You can even let your inner elbows press onto the inner thighs as you begin to fold. Good. Let's gently inhale and bring ourselves up out of Baddha Konasana. Help the knees together and give the legs an extend out to the front of your mat. Little massage into the hip creases or bounce up the knees a little bit. And if you want to grab extra layers for Shavasana, we're going to take a little gentle twist as we go down there, but either put on extra layers and things now if you need them, or have them in reaching distance alongside you. And then when you've got all you need, bend your knees, hold on to your knees and let your spine just roll out onto the earth as you slide your hands down, your thighs onto your back. Great, just breathing gently. And feeling
feeling free to take whichever twist might work for you tonight. So you could take the arms out to the sides and draw the knees to the chest and just allow the knees to rock gently from side to side, or hold it on one side as you turn to look away and over your fingertips in the opposite direction. Or you can take let the soles of the feet stay on the floor, part the feet wider, as wide as your mat, and let the knees move like windshield wipers from side to side. You could hug into a tight little ball and just gently rock to one side till you find your edge before coming back through center and rocking the other way. Or feel free to take happy baby pose if that's preferable, if you feel like you need to do a forward bend or doing anything else that feels nice to create that softness, that vulnerability, that kindness to yourself. And just breathing gently and evenly. And as and when you've completed all that your body is calling for, then you can allow yourself to settle into any pose for Shavasana that feels appropriate for you. So if it's appropriate for you to lie down on your back, do so, or feel free to lie on your side if you're recovering from a cough or cold. That can often feel better than lying on your back. Or of course feel free to stay seated upright if you feel more comfortable doing that tonight. And then finding a place where you can be still. Getting any fidgeting, any movements out of the way, adjusting your clothing, so that you can lie in complete stillness. If your legs are outstretched along your mat, slide them out so the heels are moving to the front corners of your mat. The toes roll out to the sides. If your knees are bent, feet slide out a little wider than hips distance and drop the knees into touch to disengage the lower back. Take the arms away from the sides of the body and roll the palms to the sky. Roll the fronts of your shoulders back and allow that movement to lift your heart space, without pinching your shoulder blades together. Slightly tilt the chin to the chest. Part the lips and the teeth. Soften the jaw. And feel the space on the inside of your cheeks as you invite your tongue down into Shavasana in the earthiness of the lower jaw. Let the inner corners of your eyes softly roll back and the outer corners of your eyes spread across your temples. The sweep of an imaginary hand across your brow. Remove any tension, any worries. Just simply be Allow yourself to surrender and dive deeply towards your essential nature. As I spoke of at the beginning of the class, Lee Lozowick described that natural condition as softness, vulnerability, spontaneity, kindness, goodness, compassion, pride and dignity are inherent in our natural primary condition. So once again, allow yourself to sink deeply into this instinctual knowledge of the body-mind. Let go and relax. Beginning to breathe a little more deeply. Connecting with that all-pervading prana. The energy that moves the life force through the body. Feeling the rise and fall of your belly. Feeling the rise and fall of your chest. Noticing how still, calm and quiet the body-mind have become. Enjoying the space and the return to that inner wisdom and essential nature. And then without disturbing that peacefulness, begin to make soft, gentle movements through the toes and the ankles, the fingers and the wrists, gently rolling the head and rolling the arms and the legs. And beginning to sigh, yawn, stretch in any movement that feels good for you. Take your time. When you're ready, if your knees aren't bent, placing the soles of the feet on the floor, stretching your right arm back behind you and rolling off to your right into a fetal position with the head supported on the right upper arm. Keep the eyes closed When you feel you've come around a little bit more, you can press yourself upwards to a comfortable seated position, resting equally on both sitting bones, allowing the spine to grow out of that foundation, and lifting the heart. And as we sit tall with the heart open, I'd love for you once again to consider your intention for your practice tonight. Besides staying true to our innate inner wisdom, we formed a sankalpa, a positive statement. I'd love for you once again to repeat that sankalpa to yourself mentally, with that same faith and feeling as when you created it. And as a way of sealing that dedication into our heart space, let's chant together the pranava om, followed by a dedication of peace with shanti, to end our practice together tonight, taking a deep breath in. Thank you.